You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
How can God forgive us when we do such bad things?
God's forgiveness seems to know no bounds. He forgave Adam and Eve for their disobedience, Moses for striking the rock in anger, King David for murdering the husband of a woman he was lusting after, the prostitute Mary for committing adultery, and Paul for persecuting Christians. But you must remember one important thing about forgiveness. It doesn't change the results of what we did. Adam and Eve still had to live and die in a sinful world. Moses lost the privilege of leading the children of Israel into the Promised Land. King David couldn't bring the dead man back to life. Mary still had to contend with her reputation. And the Apostle Paul spent his whole life fighting the good fight of faith, knowing what he'd done before he met Jesus on the Damascus Road. The reason Jesus can forgive so much is because he loves us more than he hates what we do. And he's also providing a clear, powerful example of how we're supposed to forgive others. Jesus says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." Matthew 5:44 NIV. When we forgive others, we're showing God we appreciate how much he's forgiven us. If you'd like to learn more about God and his amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's Treasure Chest.